The report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington, D.C. shows the cut in per-student funding in Wisconsin is actually the fourth largest in the country. John Peacock of the Wisconsin Budget Project says that's the wrong direction for the state to be heading. He says eventually these budget cuts will have an impact on the quality of education the schools are offering.
Wisconsin has long prided itself in being number one or number two in ACT scores. I think we should continue to aspire that. And at some point, if we keep making cuts like this, we really can't expect those kinds of outcomes.
But the chair of the State Assembly Education Committee, Steve Castell, says Wisconsin has come up with a unique approach to school funding that he believes in the long run will allow school districts to use their money more effectively and cushion themselves from state funding cuts.
We've always been kind of chasing after the escalating costs, no matter how much we put in. What makes Wisconsin a little unique post-Act 10 is that we've actually done something about the escalating costs and given school districts a whole lot more ability to control their costs.
Castell is referring to the limitations on teacher union bargaining rights included in Act 10 that have allowed some districts to reduce the cost of teacher salaries and benefits. But critics point out that the budget cuts have led to the layoff of more than 1,000 teachers. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.